Blog Talk Radio.
May I watch television, please?
Why, yes. Certainly.
And now, just a minute. Direct from New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight.
Ask me, knock, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock.
Enter!
Bedbug. Crazy bedbug.
Enter!
Drop dead in the hallway, you crazy bastard.
Enter!
Lunatic. Start the car. Start the car.
Are you all right?
Something expensive, something offensive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Passions and potions, constant commotions, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. A comedy tonight. Something aesthetic,
something balletic,
something for everyone.
A comedy tonight.
Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs we'll just have to wear.
Nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal.
No hesitation to resign.
What a filthy job.
Could be worse.
How?
Could be raining.
Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something expensive, something offensive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Passions and potions, constant commotions, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight.
Here, you want some?
No, no, I don't use any major hallucinogenics. Because I took a puff about 5 years ago at a party.
Yeah?
I tried to take my pants off over my head. Not 1 year.
It's good to be the king.
And...
Enter!
Yeah, that's right. And now, live from coast to coast, as soon as I catch up to the queue, it's the Possum Hour theme! Yeah!
I used to buy a pickle. It only used to cost a nickel. And a bus ride only used to cost a dime.
Lots of luck.
Them days can be forgotten. The world has gotten rotten. Lots of luck. Lots of luck. Lots of luck. Every day is getting tougher. And it keeps on getting rougher. A dollar isn't even worth a half a buck. So in order to survive, just to keep yourself alive, what you really need today is...
Lots of luck.
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 Ah, lots of luck. That's what we all need today, kids. Boy, Teddy's ready. Teddy's ready. A poet don't know it. There you go, babe. Hi, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, and your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour possibly set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of serious wing nuts, and plenty of loose screws. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Speaking of Longfellows, underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment, with shows such as this one and Friday Night Possum. Friday Night Possum. It's rather chilling. It's not a comedy. It's a horror. Well, a short introduction without anybody else on the network, I guess. Perhaps it's an unnecessary. Perhaps we should just get rid of the introduction altogether. I don't know. In the meantime, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. But, you know, I may not want to talk to anybody tonight. I don't know.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this Waffle Day exclusive.
That's a lot of waffles.
You ate all the waffles?
Yes, I did.
Could have asked us if we wanted any.
Nuh-uh, if I give you the waffles, I won't get any.
Link, would you like a waffle?
There is no more waffles. I have them all.
I know. It's an example.
Why, yes, Rhett. I think I would like two waffles.
You can't... You want two of them?
So if Link gets two waffles, and I get two waffles, that still leaves eight waffles for you.
I don't want eight waffles. I want 12. I want 12 of them.
If you can seriously eat all those waffles, I will personally drive you to the store to buy some more.
I just don't know why you guys get all the waffles.
You still have more waffles than Rhett and me combined.
They're mine. I got them from the freezer and I put them on my plate. You guys are being selfish.
Hello? Oh yeah, Joe, look. Release that guy that stole those 11 bottles of whiskey. I know he's guilty, but the DA says we can't make a case out of 11 bottles.
My grandpa had a long one that nearly touched his chin. My uncle has a small one just like his brother Jim. My daddy has a broad one just like a rolling pin. But mine is big and round and fat, It looks more like a baseball bat. You never saw a nose like mine before. Noses, they run in my family. Some are big, some are small, some you cannot see at all. Noses for over a century. Now isn't it a shame? There are no two the same. My cousin has a hard one that really takes the cake. My nephew has a soft one that wiggles like a snake. His son has one so fragile you think it's gonna break. But mine's unique and I proclaim it should be wrapped in cellophane. You never saw a nose like mine before. Brother has a bent one that really is a pip. His junior has a short one with freckles on the tip. My uncle has a thin one just like a horse's whip. But mine's a peach, I tell you guys, it ought to win a Nobel Prize. You never saw a nose like mine before.
Boner hose.
Oh, yeah.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby. Yeah. Call the Spanish kid.
I love what you did with Comedy Tonight, Commodore. Good job.
Well, I didn't do that. That was a video. You can find that one.
Oh, really? Oh, no
yeah.
Shit. Because
yeah.
I'm sitting there thinking, I hope you put Woody in for me, and then Woody came on. I'm like, all right. Good
well,
job. No,
when I saw
fine,
the Woody
huh?
thing, I said, man, Gumby will fucking love this. You got some Woodman
oh,
in
yeah.
there.
I seen that movie again. When I first seen it, I didn't like it. So I gave it a try again, didn't like it. And I just saw it again a couple of days ago. I still don't like it. The funny thing happened on the way to the farm.
Oh.
Really not a good
yeah.
movie.
For all the, yeah. For all the talent in it, it's
uh-huh.
like, eh, I don't know, man.
It really doesn't deliver.
Some comedy heavyweights in that puppy.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
My Phil Silvers, my beloved Phil Silvers.
Yeah. Without a spec. He needs a spec.
I actually...
Who cares if he's
I think,
right or not?
I know. It would have been funny. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It
would
have been funny. I believe the part that Zero Mostel plays was written with Phil Silvers in mind.
Yeah, I think it was.
And,
I was reading up on that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then... Phil was his eyes were getting so bad he didn't want to go on stage, and then
yeah.
He ended up doing the movie.
Yeah, that's what I read.
I love Phil.
Great, I know they all it was interesting.
Philco God, Philco's God, and Colonel Wilberforce, my favorite foil. Yeah, I know. It's, for some reason, that's not a real knee slapper of a movie.
No.
Anything happened?
Even Buster
I should have called tonight. I should have called the show. A funny thing happened on the way to the Possum Hour.
There you go.
I had that in my notes.
We'll throw it in later. We'll throw it in later.
Yeah.
Another time.
We'll do it again. Do it again.
Yeah.
We could play the Zero Mostel bet, you know. And I could actually make one that you'd be proud of me. Hey, you know, I've been watching a lot of these things on TV. You know, they got these lawyers and whatnot suing everybody. You know, everybody's getting sued. Everybody's getting sued around here. You got the mesothelioma or femiola lesi thing. You know, with the asbestos poisoning. That's
uh-huh.
one of them. And then the class action, you got to get in on this because there's a time limit, I guess. The Boy Scouts. Yeah. The Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of disappointed, though. I wish I hadn't quit scouting so earlier. I could get a little dough, you know.
A little action.
That's why I swear to God, that's why I quit. I was a Cub Scout. I love Cub Scouts. And then I got into Boy Scouts, and it was all this homo weird shit, man. Like, going like, just wait till we get you up on that camping trip. And I'm thinking, there ain't no way I'm going on a camping trip with these fucking creeps.
I backed out
of the room. Well, I did because my friends were in it, you know.
Oh, okay.
And my grand
my friends are too
dad
busy
was,
drinking.
My granddad was a big scouting guy, you know.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Not a child molester. Yeah, he didn't molest children, but he did like to do the scouting thing. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
I loved my grandpa. Quite a guy. Oh, yeah, I got a mea culpa, man. Mr. Science tuned into the show Friday. He got upset when I yelled at that guy. So, I'm sorry. I won't yell at guys anymore.
You got to let that shit ride.
Yeah, yeah. I got mad today, man. I come back from the store, and this schmuck across the street's got two Bobo flags flying in its front now. It's like,
Jesus Christ. So
okay, I got to look at it, number one. Number two, you're not going to change anybody's mind.
No.
You know.
No.
If I see those fucking flags every day from now until Election Day, I still ain't voting for that piece of shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
What are you doing? What is he doing? He's branding himself as a jackass. Because for the rest of the time he lives there, I'm going to, you know, that jackass, you know, that's what I'm going to think of him. I'm going to think he's a jackass. What do you accomplish? I was like coming in the house, I'm like, I need to buy a fuck Bobo flag, you know. And I looked them up online, and then I went, you know what, I don't want to. No.
You're going to have a war going. It's not going
to I mean, what the fuck, man?
I was thinking that when I saw the Biden commercial. I figured, why bother? The country's so divided that they're not going to change their minds either way.
I guess there is a small percentage of voters that haven't made up their mind, but that just seems unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you know, a buddy of mine in New Mexico said that his grandmother spent her whole life being Republican. She never voted outside the party or anything. And she saw a Biden commercial and said that she's voting for that guy. That guy makes sense. I'm going with him. Yeah. It's very rare to hear something like that, but there you go.
Especially Joe's electric personality won her over.
Malarkey.
Must have been the lack of malarkey that follows
The way he put it, she bought into Biden, but nothing against being against Bobo. She just went with Biden.
That's a weird one.
Well, it is a strange one. But hey, whatever.
It just goes to show you. You never knew.
It never knew. Can happen.
Yep.
There you go.
So I've been styling my Mike Pence look. I really started to look like Mike Pence. I'm gonna draw on little eyebrows and take a picture. You know, the eyebrows go up in the middle. He's like worried. I look worried. And then maybe put a Clutch Cargo mouth over mine. But what's really bugging me about not having facial hair is I have a very prominent philtrum. And every time I look in the mirror, I go, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time in the mirror, I'm like, wow, what the fuck's up with that, dude? You know, the booger trough under your nose.
Yeah,
your philtrum. Mine is very, very prominent. Kind of bugs me. The mustache. I hadn't seen it in years, you know, mustache.
Maybe that's why you grew it back when you were 13.
13, yeah, right. I couldn't put together a decent mustache till I was almost 30. Yikes.
Well, now that you got the pets, look, man, are you getting the Naz back? Or the chicks starting to
Oh, God. No, that ship sailed,
know,
baby.
Man. Oh, the pets with the Spence look and all that. It's fucked.
Yeah. Well, the girls, you know, they're still bugging me. They want me to come out and party and stuff.
There you go. There you go.
But they're the old girls. They're old girls. They've known me forever. You know. I ain't no new fish jumping in the boat, I'll tell you that much. All right, no fresh fish.
Any update? Any update on Rookstock? Rookstock, is that still a no-go?
Well, yeah, they want to do it full force, man.
Oh, well, you know, hey, got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, but I don't know. If we can get together a smaller, little more less people party going, I'd definitely in for that. A big party, just I don't want to die because some well wisher coughed on me, you know, or acquaintance or well wisher.
Get cotton shoved up their nose before they come to the bookstore.
That's the thing, you know. You got a bunch of people. You're not gonna be able to control that. Yeah, more than 10 people, I think, is dangerous. I think that's a dangerous scenario. I hate to be such a wet blanket, but... This is my life we're talking about.
You don't want more people dying on you. Like you
no,
did with
man.
I,
enough death.
Uh-huh.
Everything, man. Isn't that weird, though? Like, after you pass 40, it's like everybody starts dying on you. And you
well,
see so
happened,
much...
That happened to me around 25.
Yeah, some people. I was luckier than most people. But this is such a fun, hilarious topic. Let's blow something up.
Yeah, let's blow something up.
All right, we're going backward in time. Hold on, Ted. We're going backward in time. Where's our backward in time? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's 2014.
Back 2014. Why? Because 2020 blows. Ladies and gentlemen, and all you fanalos, we're blowing up Barry Manilows. Hit it.
Hello, Decca. Hello, Commodore. Hello, Johnny.
Yeah.
And hello, Reverend Wendy.
Yep.
All right.
How can you not have some fun with that shit? I mean, just let it roll, baby. Let it roll.
Hey,
the thing is, though, it is a Monday night, and we are limited to 90 minutes. We're back on schedule, man. So,
yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Can't go piss-farting around with this technical difficulties crapola. I'll have none of it.
Let's get right into it. Let's stop.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you want to do, man. It's possum. It ain't no big. It ain't no big whoop.
Let's dip our hands in it.
You're the queen.
Blow something up.
Oh, you want to blow something up? Oh, yeah.
Man,
I promised everybody we're
going to.
Barry Manilow. How about that?
All right. Hey.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Sounds disappointing,
you know.
Buddy.
Well.
Oh, just we blew him up before and he should be and at. Wasn't your mom a fan of Lo, Decker?
Big fan of Lo, huge fan of Lo.
I'm not a fan of Lo, so I'm fine with it.
I prayed to my mom this afternoon. I told her to tune into Nigga Church instead tonight, at least for the until we're done. So everything's cool.
Probably does anyway.
All right, if I could find the GDQ will blow up old Manilow. Who else is a fanalow out there? Quickie a fanalow? Kent Queen.
Yeah, Quickie loves him.
Kent Queen's a fan. I know Daddy. Jesus.
I think Aaron loves him.
He's a brony and a fanalow.
He'll strap a bomb on himself.
Let's blow him up a low.
That's right.
You think I'm afraid of you, eh? Just because you're a big insurance man, huh? If you don't pay her the money that she's got coming to her, I'll give it to you good, boy. Shoot one that way, you know. I just shoot one that way. Whoa, boy! What are you going to do about it? Where is he? Oh, you're getting smart, eh? Oh, a little hot, eh? Oh, a wise guy. So you meant it, eh? Oh!
Cut out this nonsense.
At least you still have all your aunts and uncles and all that bullshit. I'm not wearing this cloth for your people. I'm just doing it for that fucking church!
Coming back when someone blows up.
I think he only comes on Fridays.
haven't even noticed. Well, we'll see.
Which I don't know if we're going to do a Friday show.
We'll shower him with love Friday.
No, there's an ignore button I haven't tried yet. I'm thinking maybe that's the key. Because
okay.
I kept picking him off, and then he must have kept resetting his ISP number as he kept coming back. He was very dedicated to his cause. But it scared Mr. Science off. He wouldn't. He turned off the show after that. And I said, "You missed David Cassidy for crying out loud."
Oh,
the
rock.
Best part of the show. And of course, the polka.
Oh,
goes without saying. All right. Well, let's. What's that?
You scared Mr. Science.
I scared Mr. Science, man. He's a. You know, he doesn't like when I say piece of shit. He's sensitive. He's a sensitive guy. He's one of my best friends ever, man. I couldn't tell you.
Well, he's your Scotch buddy. All right, folks.
He's a pearl. Well, he humors me on the Scotch, but ever since there was a night in Cleveland. Speaking of which, we got somebody from Cleveland on the line here. We'll buzz him in after the roll call here. We had a night in Cleveland that he cut down on drinking after that. Dude, it happens to everybody, man. Had some fun.
It's your rite of passage.
It was a funny one, man. He was hilarious.
Exactly.
I mean, he was fucking hilarious. He was totally charming, man. Totally charming drunk. I found it completely entertaining and hilarious. But I had to be the dad and get him home. He wanted to go to the casino. I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking, okay, I gotta outthink this drunk, man. Okay, let's go to the casino. And then as we're getting close to the hotel, I go, oh, you know, I need something in the hotel. Let's go in there for a minute. And, you know, I knew if he'd lay down, get on the, you know, sit down on the bed, it'd be all over. So. Then all I had left was a fucking porter beer, which I don't know if you've ever had a porter.
I don't
think
I
like
have.
Like a chocolate sundae or something, man. Blah! Really sweet and yuck. That's all I had, man. It was sad. Not a great reward for being such a good guy.
I'm sure you made up for it other days, though.
Absolutely. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge. You ready, Ted? I know you're ready. You ready? My sweetie. My sweetheart dog. There he is, Ted.
There you go.
We have a new listener. I don't know if you're a new listener, but first time in the chat. Blog Talk Madhouse. Blog Talk Madhouse.
Blog Talk Madhouse.
See, the dog can bark your name. Hey. Madhouse. See?
Good boy.
Well, you added something on the end, but I can't repeat it. All right.
Nah.
And then there's Chicky Cheeks. Chicky Cheeks.
You,
that's one of your faves. Chicky Cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
Most excellent. Let's see. We need some more personality here. Okay. Okay, Ted.
Ted's right.
And there's Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show without
Dr.
Cake. Right, Ted?
Dr. Cake.
I love you. You stupid. Yeah, it's like the Stockholm syndrome, you know. I love the dog. Sure, I love the dog.
Aren't all dogs?
Thank you for coming, Chicky Cheeks and Dr. Cake.
Chicky Cheeks and Dr. Cake.
La 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 la. And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
It wouldn't be a galaxy without Ford Prefect. Right, Ted?
Ford Prefect.
Oh, boy.
He's got a lot.
He's in good voice tonight.
Yeah, he is.
I'm getting to it. And there's G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton.
strongest man on the internet. So he was lifting 60-pound bags of concrete crap today.
Good God.
Now, I have the strength to do that, but I do not have the endurance to do that. I couldn't carry multiple bags weighing that much around.
That was my job for 20 years. 100-pound bags, 20 years.
No way.
Yeah,
100
bags
pounds?
Of sugar. Yeah, bags of flour, sugar, up and down.
You must be strong as an ox.
Hey,
you must be
strong
as an ox.
I'm a skinny little fuck. It's a technique you get used to, like anything else.
Hang on, you stupid.
Yeah, he's all red. He's all red.
All right. Thanks for coming, GP.
Six bags of 60 pounds.
And wow. 66 60-pound bags. Whoa.
Yep.
That's a lot of bags. Baggy. You're better man than me, McGee. And finally, there's Professor R.J. Gumby.
Oh, thank you, sir.
The Sinister Minister of Finance. What is he? Finance of Parkin? Woof!
Okay, there you go. He was on a break. He was on a ciggy break.
There we go. He saw the treat, and then he was like stunned. Alrighty. There they are. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Conker.
As the Beaver.
Hello!
I'm old.
Thank you.
very, very happy.
Oh, man. Nothing a comedy show needs more than more Walter Matthau.
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
Wrong one.
It's time!
There he is.
One of the funniest bits in that Sunshine voice.
Oh, man.
You still haven't seen the Peter Falk Woody Allen one, have you?
No, I haven't. But man, that original
was just... of course.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Man, the build up to the enter line is just so classic. Hold on a second here. All right, Ted, this is the last treat, dude. All right? Now go lay down. But that Fanta and the Spanish kid for some reason kills me. Call the Spanish kid. I used to get my buddy up in Cleveland with that one every time I'd try to leave his apartment. I'd rattle the handle. Hey, call the Spanish kid. Look at these Canadians tonight, man. The screw-offs won't screw off. He's the opener.
Oh, you know what I said? Remember I told you I was watching Puppets Who Kill? I said it was a Comedy Central show. It's a Canadian show.
What is it?
Puppets Who Kill.
Oh, yeah, that one you posted on Grenache.
Yeah, it's one of the episodes, yeah. That's a Canadian show. They got some funny shows there, man.
Canadians, man.
Letter Kenny is fucking hysterical. Letter Kenny is
nutty.
Fucking great. I cannot recommend that
Andy Aykroyd. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got the comedy there.
Pound for pound, you know, how much of them... American comedy. Yeah, we got other people's eyes. Our old pal, Ope.
Captain
the
Nice.
Greatest man
good
at predicting
guy.
Who's going to die next. So what are my chances,
yes.
Ope? Yeah, what are my chances, man? I mean, seriously. You'd be straight with
fucking
me.
Fucking 8-ball, our own Ope.
oh, man. You want to talk funny videos? Somebody has collected Richard Harris and Peter O'Toole appearances on David Letterman. They talk about drinking. Oh my God! I was stitches.
I like it when they bought that bar. The guy wasn't going to serve, so they bought the bar.
I didn't hear that one.
They woke up the
Richard
next
Harris
day and said, what the hell? Funny stuff.
They were
funny stories.
They were, man. They uh-huh. Man. That's a couple of blokes. Peter O'Toole. And both of them are such great storytellers, you know?
Yes, that,
they,
that's really
they line it up and they knock it out of the park, man. God, that was funny. The one Peter O'Toole comes riding in on a camel on Letterman, comes on a stage on a camel. He's in a tux smoking a cigarette in a cigarette holder, you know, doing his Peter O'Toole thing. And he dismounts the camel, you know, and it was funny.
At his age, too.
He was quite up there in age, man. And Letterman brought over a ladder, and the camel started bucking, so O'Toole just dismounted, man. And then he stood there and the thunderous applause. He loved every minute of it, man. A great showman.
Deserved it. That was great. My favorite year was an excellent movie.
Ah, one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah. Chicky Cheek.
Swanee.
Will.
He's not a river, Ma. Tell me, Swanee. That was a great movie.
Yeah. And she kept calling him Al. His name's Alan. not Al.
And then the other one. Crap! Captain of Crap! Phil Macy, the head writer, was fantastic. Dad, you need one more treat, really?
Sid Caesar. He was doing a good job, that guy.
Oh, yeah. He knocked it out of the park, too.
He says, what's that? He comes down to me, what's that smell? What's that terrible smell? Oh, it's this week's script. It's this week's script.
Actually,
good
though,
work, guys.
That wasn't a Caesar type move. Sid Caesar. That was more of a Jackie Gleason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jackie Gleason was very abusive to his writers, whereas Sid was more appreciative of the talent he had with him.
Sid was always fighting with people, though, man. He was like, and they said he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a raging alcoholic
in
those days.
Oh, yeah. Did he beat up a cab driver? He beat the fuck out of a cab driver, I heard.
Yeah, yeah. I read his autobiography. He was very kind of ashamed, you know.
Yeah.
Of
but it's honest. That's what's great about it. It's honest.
Oh, it was great biography.
Yeah. Oh, one of the greatest books I ever read was Art Pepper's, the famous
Pepper. Oh, jazz guy.
He talked about all his addiction and all the shit he did and everything when he was fucking high and all that. He was most honest book I've ever read. What the fuck? Forget the name of it. Damn.
My all-time favorite
really
biography was Harpo's. Harpo Speaks.
I never read that. Yeah, that's one of these things
I wanted
to read.
Dude, yeah. Dude, you got to read that one. Once you get your eyes back.
Yeah, I know, man. Books are stacked with us over here.
It's, you could smell the grease paint. It is such an...
It puts you there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you live through vaudeville in this book. It's actually, it doesn't talk that much about the movies in Hollywood. It's mostly the build-up to how they got there. Very fascinating book.
Interesting. Always wanted to read that.
Yeah. It's a great, that is a great book. He was a spy. Yeah, the Soviets.
A lot of these people were doing that shit.
The Soviet Union, he was the first American entertainer invited to the Soviet Union. And so the CIA hooked him up, like, you know, I can't remember what he did, passed something to someone, somewhere. You know, jeez.
And it's even on YouTube, and when they went to a premiere of something, one of the shows or whatever, and Groucho said that Harpo's in Russia right now.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
He played his harp in Russia, like a little type concert.
Right, it was for a series of concerts. But he was doing some,
I believe it, man.
Work for
the
CIA.
Doing that shit. Yeah. Hey, there are painters doing that shit.
Yeah. I think Sinatra was doing a lot of that.
They made that ball player. What the hell was that baseball player they made a spy out of? He did a whole movie on it. I seen that so long ago. It was a catcher for the... it might have been the Indians. I have to look this up again. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was going to go for the... For the main scientist for the H-bomb, Hitler still had him.
Huh.
We were uncertain whether he wanted to come with us or whether he wanted to do the experiments and all that over there and, with the Nazis or what.
Huh.
So we ended up, in fact, you know, he came over here. Heisenberg, I think it was Heisenberg.
Wasn't Bob Uecker, was it?
Bob Uecker, was it? Ooh, that's ringing bells.
No, it wasn't
Bob
Uecker. Uecker.
Who's Bob Uecker? Who the fuck
is that knucklehead? He does the Milwaukee games. He used to go on Carson and... his lifetime career average was 200, and he goes, yeah, every fifth time to the plate, it was Katie bar the door. He's a funny guy.
Oh, I just got it. Somehow a guy named Bird. B-E-R-G.
Okay. I'll check that out. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
much more interesting than this.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are probably looking at the clocks going, geez, well past 10:45. Maybe tonight he won't do the 3 minutes. Not so.
No.
Oh, okay. Blog Talk. Shush, Ted. Blog Talk Madhouse is calling in.
Yeah.
Privately chatted with me. I will buzz you into the show as soon as we get rid of these windows. Private windows. He's off to refresh. All right. I will.
Hang in there.
You're going to have to sit through 3 minutes that you'll never get back.
You can just.
It's just something that. The force of nature. Blame. What? The Shemp meditation people, I think, started this.
Yes.
It was WFMG or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Well, here you go, gang. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Eeny, meeny, miny, this way.
On a macaroni.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
This is...
I'm on the highway to hell.
Code 615, you're on the Possum Hour.
Well, how's it going there, Commodore? Remember who it is?
This guy. I forget who you are, man. What's your name?
Oh, it's the toilet
this
guy.
This here's the
toilet guy.
Oh, toilet guy's back.
This is toilet guy. All right, toilet guy. All
right.
Well, it's good to be back on here again. Now, do what now?
Yeah.
So now you're mad.
I want you to know. No, I lived in a madhouse one time, but they kicked me out because I was too crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
know how they are.
I lift my toilet seat up in case your dog needed a little bit of a treat. You know.
Good man.
Little Ted, he's welcome to lick in my toilet bowl anytime. But that's not the reason why I'm calling in.
It'll pass, you know.
The main reason why I haven't been calling in the past couple of months. You see, remember when I told you that I left the prison around the time Corona started?
Like yesterday.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, turns out I'm a fugitive. I broke out of the prison and lived in an RV with my brother. But unfortunately, they found out I escaped. I escaped because I didn't want to catch the corona, and my cellmate had the coronavirus, so I just broke out.
Coco.
You're right.
Didn't tell anyone.
Cool, man.
Oh, smart of you not to tell
anyone. We got the, it'll stay, it won't leave this room. It won't leave this possum room. Now we got it. We're gonna go to the world of science first here in the news. This is pretty fucking cool. A Dutch artist, Don Rosengaard. He was in Beijing. Now my little sister went to Beijing. I quit calling her my little sister. My sister went to Beijing a couple of years ago, which blew my mind. You know, she's on a Facebook with a picture on a fucking wall of China. Hey, how's it going? Wish you were here. You know, hey. But it's...
That's the first year
and she
it.
Said it... What? Yeah, I didn't know she was going to China. Yeah, I didn't know. No. You know, it's like, I'm going to China. I had no big whoop, you know. So, she said at that time, like noon, it was like dusk. Because of the pollution. And some guy, this Dutch artist, he figured out this thing. It runs on solar power. These things, you know, you read these things, you go, this is unbelievable. But this tall tower runs on solar energy. It sucks up 30,000 cubic meters of polluted air per hour.
Then
shoots clean air back into the city. And they say it's incredibly effective. About... The air around the tower is 55 to 75% cleaner than the rest of the city. But
then, a Dutch artist.
It's a real wacky looking design here on this thing. Anyways, there's of course they're filtering out crap from the air, right? So what? There's going to be leftovers, right? Well, the disgusting material that is left is mostly carbon. And when you compress carbon, you get diamonds. Diamonds out of smog.
Shit. There you go.
How weird is that shit? You know? Life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Life gives you pollution.
Exactly.
Press out some diamonds, you know.
Shit. There you go.
Well, that's just real cool there. I hope they can't spread that corona right there.
Well, leave it to the Dutch. You know, leave it to the Dutch.
Dutch always thinking. Always thinking the Dutch. Never trust a Dutchman.
Aw, man. Okay, we got some sad news. We need some sad music now. Bad music.
Downer.
Well, who died?
That's a sad story. Okay.
Downer.
Scott Baio, the 59-year-old actor. He was on Happy Days like 4 years ago or something. And then he supports the president, see?
Uh-huh.
And 2000, and it's not fair, but he says his career just died because he was supporting the president.
That's what did it? It didn't die before all this?
He's putting two and two together, and he's coming up with six. The reason why you don't see him on TV anymore, it's all political. A political hit job.
Even that bad, reality show was long before all this.
That's right, he had a reality show. And then before that, he did like 5 years on the Dick Van Dyke mysteries. I mean, he's got to be fucking floating in money. What's he bitching about?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's a moron.
All right. We got something for him? I don't know. We got something for him?
Shovel to the head. How about Dushkin? We got a
Dushkin. Ooh, shovel to the head. Forgot about
shovel
to the head. I was going to blow him up, but... Yeah, definitely shovel to the head. Or Dushkin. Why not? Shovel to the head. More correct.
Ow! He's got to work somehow, right? I hope he's getting some good work at least.
Well, I hope he saved his money.
Baio. I would love to get Jimmy Baio on the show.
Jimmy Baio.
Wonder what he's doing. Yeah. Wonder what he's doing.
The guy from Soap.
Yeah. Yeah, his brother from Soap. Yeah.
Yeah, the Baio was in a string of movies with Willie Ames, who's now one of his sworn enemies. He's got an enemies list. Alexander Polinsky, don't know who that is. Nicole Eggert, Gumby. Willie Ames, Christy Blackwell, Sammy Duncan, Nancy Finn, and Tina Fey.
There you go.
I mean, I would have hired him even if he was a Trump supporter.
I don't
forgot about me.
I think it might be his lack of talent. I don't want to go out on a limb there, but
That could be the top of the list there.
Could be lack of talent. I don't know. It's just a stab in the dark, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Not a likable guy.
Now. No, we're not doing that story. Get that out of here. Oh, here we go. Here's a fun one. This one is the same source. A Bobo supporter shot himself in the groin because he was trying to trigger liberals, but he shot himself in the balls. I guess these MAGA guys are taking pictures of, like, they're pointing guns at their dicks. And taking pictures of it and putting it online, and somehow that's to show me, you know, who's who. But this guy, Schmacko! Couldn't happen to a nicer asshole, I'd say.
Oh,
in fact, he has a new asshole. He's got two now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that guy's an idiot. I mean, I like Trump, but I wouldn't shoot my groin to prove a point.
No, that's no way to show your loyalty to a candidate. You know, cutting off limbs maybe, but not shooting.
Yeah, but not shooting your nigel.
No, that's just silly. Did you see Jerry Falwell Jr.? He got rung up. I guess he had this young guy in his 20s that he used to have him services, good woman, while he watched.
He's a watcher.
This is a spiritual. Well, it's a spiritual leader, man. It's a very spiritual thing to watch some other guy bone your wife. I don't understand why they have a problem with it. Well, no, yeah, Jesus watches. I don't know why they have a big problem with this, but he had to resign from the, you know, whatever the fuck thing he was the head of. And I don't think he's going to get to speak at the convention this week because of the...
I thought that would move him up.
You would think, but, you know...
I mean, I think given him anything, he's got to get from somewhere.
Exactly.
Poor guy. I feel so bad for him. I really do.
Yeah, I feel bad for him, too.
All right, he's shot in the groin. That's hilarious. We need funny stories. What we got? Wait, let's go. Let's run up the list here. See what we got. These old. I got old links. See if we get lucky. Oh, man, we've seen that one. There was 100 people go to the hospital because they injected disinfectant the next day after Schmagoo.
Ew. That's a clown.
Pensacola man arrested after using selfie stick camera to video woman on toilet at Lowe's.
Jesus Christ.
Seems to me we did that story already.
Yeah. Well... If not, we did it once similar.
Yeah. I mean,
don't be as gay.
Why is that so wrong? That's a, my question, why is that so wrong? You know? Come
yeah,
on.
Why is that?
They're picking on that guy. that's boring. Okay, we're not going to do that one. Is everybody leaving yet? Oh, no, they're still hanging out. Good.
We have faith in you, Commodore.
All right. I don't think I have a poop story, though. Oh, here's a good one. This looks like fun. Children destroy a parent's house, and they post hilarious listings to sell it. Homeowners who moved away and left their property in care of their children returned to find holes punched in the wall, missing floorboards, and now and have now listed the house for sale.
Oh, shit.
That sounds like something I did when I was a kid.
Yeah. These guys are in trouble, I think.
None of my parties went that far. Jesus Christ.
Dude. Man, that was the whole point of it, to get away with it. You know, you didn't want to get caught. Sheesh. But yeah, these guys, a bunch of Jagga upstairs. Bunch of
Jagga. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Kids.
Yeah, never leave your kid home alone. I think of kids, never microwave a baby because I got the feds knocking on my door trying
that'll
to get me in custody.
Hey, Brown.
That's me.
That.
I'm a fed now. I'm working
he's
for
a
the
fed
federal
man.
Government. You're a fan, you're a honeypot now.
He's got a
badge. I have a badge, man.
And he's sworn in.
I've sworn on the Constitution. I've sworn on the U.S. Constitution.
He's a spy.
No, no, no. I swore that I would not spy. That I would. I'm not.
Oh, that's right.
I see nothing.
That's what you,
You're the one who turned me in when I escaped the prison.
There you go.
No, that was Carl. Carl, man. Carl.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carl, you're on my sheet list of turning me in. Now I got
he's
the
on
everybody's shit list. Knocking on my door.
What else is new? What else is new? Oh, man, this is disappointing. That crazy alternative facts lady is leaving the White House. You know, like that jumping a sinking ship. She's going on of greener pastures somewhere else.
Well, it has to be.
That was that woman that she has that really hot body and, you know, hot body and like a, like looks like the Crypt Keeper face. So like if you get a half a bone on her, you're like, oh geez, you know, oh, and then you don't get an erection for another 3 months.
She's the ultimate butter face. Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know. I don't know.
Alternate facts is the best. Alternate facts. Like, that's classic.
I don't know. Every
I'll tell you what.
She did her job well.
Man, she could just talk over people and just blah, 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 and say nothing.
Uh-huh. And that's what they do.
She did a great job. And honestly,
she was good.
I couldn't have been more entertained by her press conferences.
There's an opening.
I keep waking up every
Toilet guy.
Yeah, toilet guy. You could draw it. I'd say get your resume in there, man.
Uh-huh.
I would take the job, but I'm surrounded by federal agents all because I escaped the prison.
I hear you.
That's all right. Half the guys in the administration have been in prison already. So
exactly.
You know, you'd be right at home. Yeah.
Did they go to prison for microwaving a baby?
Again?
Some of them. Not all of them, though. Not all of them. Let's see. Oh, wow, here's one for you, Gumby. Okay. The 8-minute surgery. Is this science again? Okay. I guess we got to go back to science. The 8-minute surgery. This is the date on this one's 2015. We're going backward in time.
Okay. Right. Okay.
The 8-minute surgery that will give you superhuman vision forever,
Sign me up.
Ocumetics Bionic Lens was developed by Dr. Garth Webb, an optometrist in British Columbia, great Canadians, who is looking for a way to optimize eyesight regardless of a person's health or age.
Nice.
Even better.
Nice. All right.
These people who get the lens surgically inserted will never develop cataracts because the lens replaces that of their natural eye. Oh, it's eye. Ooh, man, though.
All right.
I don't know if this guy. They got a picture of Dr. Garth Webb.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want him touching my eye. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's eye worthy, man. You know? It's just you know how you get that feeling? Like, some people you look at him and go, I wouldn't mind him touching my eye, but that guy, no.
Don't stop me. No.
Back to our show.
go out and pet my dog. I couldn't goose the audience.
He deserves it.
I thought he had a...
It's okay. They're dicker.
Looking outside. Joe Walsh, ladies and gentlemen! Fucking
good
egg,
album.
Man.
Good album.
From,
they're good
yeah.
in the neighborhood.
Cleveland, Ohio,
album.
Baby.
Yeah.
He's why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is where it's at, babies.
And good guitarist.
Got that right. And you know, when you get to the door of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know what you do?
Enter!
Exactly.
Sure do. All right. Well, there's not much left except Ted barking out there. Hey, Ted! No more treats, babe.
He's a well-petted Ted.
It's okay, Ted. My toilet bowl is full of treats for you.
There you go.
Yang. You know, Ted is a dog, but he does not drink out of the toilet.
He's a good
I don't
dog.
Know why.
What?
Like my last dog, Petey. Oh, that was like gourmet water, man. You know, he'd get his front paws in that bad boy. And blurp, 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 blurp. But not Ted. Ted don't like the toilet water. I think it's because it's really cold. I think it's because it's really cold water is why the dogs like it.
I'll fix it up for him. Let me take a quick dump real quick, and I'll make it warm for him.
You know, Ted watches me take a shit every morning, so he probably thinks to himself,
he knows.
I'd be an idiot to drink that fucking water, right?
Oh,
the guy dumps in there every
that.
Morning. Yeah.
Near that.
So, he's not stupid. No, I don't have the blue turlet water. I just get plain water, you know. Hold on, I'm going to yell at Ted.
Blue water.
Teddy, simmer down. Why, baby?
Simmer down.
He's getting all wound up there. He's my boy.
Maybe he needs to find himself a girl dog or something.
Nah, them days are in the rear view for old Teddy.
Was he too old for the poor girlfriend?
Well, he's never, but by the time he came to me, he had no schmeckles left. Desire. They took away, they surgically removed his desire.
Took away his head.
Yeah. He's got no niblets. Okay. Oh, here we go. DEA agents lied about owning New Jersey's sleaziest strip club. Oh, is that a, how did we miss that?
Yeah, what the hell?
Sex for hire, smuggled strippers, tip skimming, given the DEA's penchant for participating in sex parties funded by drug cartels, is it any surprise a couple of DEA agents were caught running the Twins Go-Go Lounge, a.k.a. New Jersey's sleaziest strip club? And, as you might expect, they were doing a lousy job of it. Well, this requires further... inspection here. I guess they were undercover and they were skimming the till and everything. Oh, jeez.
Uh-huh.
Why is everybody so fucking corrupt? Yeah, why is everybody so fucking corrupt? I grew up I was probably the most honest kid ever, man. It was like a sin that you don't lie. You don't lie. You
grew up watching Leave It to Beaver and Adam 12, you know? Mars there.
You get some of that Matt Dillon influence, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And,
exactly.
You want to be. Who doesn't want to be like Matt Dillon for crying out loud? You know? I mean, geez.
Exactly.
It's just a shame that it didn't work out for everybody the way it should have, you know. This whole country's going down the tubes.
Already.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
Dead serious.
Dead serious.
Cat nose. Cat nose.
So, it's a guy. Yeah, I trust Matt Dillon more than I do Ben Cartwright. Ben Cartwright.
Okay.
You know, you realize he got it. He had to fuck somebody over to get all that land, that lakefront property on Lake Tahoe. Come on, come on.
That's a lot. Wait,
how many
land
Indians?
Yet.
How much blood? How much blood is on your hands, Mr. Cartwright? If that is your real name, Matt Dillon. He had. I think they paid him $5 a month, and he gave half of that to Chester just because he felt sorry for his wooden leg.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a hero.
And Ben Cartwright, man, it's mysterious deaths, all those wives. One dies, two dies, then you got
three dead wives. Yeah. And what was
great,
that kid with the afro that moved in? What the hell was that all about? I mean, look it out.
There you go,
Steve.
No! Must be time to yodel.
Let me tell you my evil scheme. I'm gonna enslave your minds with a predictable melody and uncomplicated rhymes. Then if I ask you to, you'd even change your name to Amy. Because you're gonna yodel, 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 obey me. You'll be my obedient, mindless slaves, and nobody will blame me. Because you'll yodel, 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 obey me.
I like him. Yeah, let's do whatever he says.
Yodel, 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 obey me. Yodel, yodel, yodel,
yodel, yodel, obey me.
He's terrible.
Yodel, 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 obey me.
So bad, I want to break something. Yeah, it really wasn't worth it. Let's get out of here. I'm hungry.
You can't mix country with westerns. They do completely different types of music.
That song was horrible.
Yeah, those lyrics was way too on the nose.
I'm speechless. T.T. Trenton actually approved tonight's YOLO,
right,
ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Well, that's a first.
That is a first. You are correct. Well, good, GT. I'm glad you hung out.
Good.
You're going to hear the end of the show for a change, man.
Yeah.
Shoot. I don't know where that. Did someone send that to me? I don't remember, but that's a weird one. I really don't know where that came from, man.
I don't know if I'm going to find it again for Grenache.
I'll try to find it for you there. I know the guy's name. He was Ludwig Göransson.
Jerry.
Oh,
okay. Easy for you to say.
Well, speaking of the end of the show, I have to get up myself, but it's been a grand time
Canadian.
With you guys.
Well, it's nice hearing from your toilet guy.
I don't know about I'm about to surrender.
Once every 6 months is
agent.
Perfect, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you call Derek okay yet?
But
I know they, love you.
It's gonna be a few years since I'm surrendering to the federal agent.
Are you speaking at the convention this year? Or this week?
Hey,
are you speaking at the convention?
Because
I know they got my pillow guy. They should follow my pillow guy with my toilet guy.
Yeah.
Maybe if he likes the prison thing.
Canadian.
Hey, whatever.
Cool, man. Well, thanks everybody for coming. You've wasted a beautiful 90-minute chunk of your life listening to this show.
No regrets.
You can't get it back, man. On forever. Gone with the Wind. This is a racist movie. You shouldn't watch any. And call the Spanish Kid. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight,
everybody. Good one.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.